Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, unbelievably healthy, and pretty sexy people. Hi, it's Sunday and we're here together again. Yippee, woohoo! And I've got a big surprise for you because, you know, our next webinar is this Wednesday night. And my good new friend, Michael Shevick, is going to participate in this webinar after much begging and cajoling. I got him to clear his schedule. And so he's here with us just for a few minutes at the beginning of the show today. I'm just going to throw a couple of questions at him, but I want to tell you about Michael before I bring him on. He's been studying old age, new age, every age spirituality since he's been 16 years old. He went to medical school, but then found himself in the advertising world and created the Gillette campaign, The Best a Man Can Get, which I have to say I remember well, and won a Cannes Film Award for his commercial for Apple Computers, and then somebody introduced him to this world-famous rabbi who decided Michael was the one he was learning to teach as a student. So Michael became a rabbi too. And he's taught spirituality at State University of New York, Stony Brook, and business spirituality, which I would love to do something on someday, business spirituality at the Iacocca Center for Global Entrepreneurship at Lehigh University. And he's just a consultant to a bunch of people, guys. And he's written this book, Soul Lessons from the Wizard of Oz, which I've already told you about, which really has just captured my heart with its simplicity but accuracy in the creation process. So that gives you a really quick background about what a real guy Michael is and what a real guy who's versed in amazing spiritual practices it's like. I don't know. I've fallen in love with Michael, but he already knows this. So I'm going to bring him on and I'm going to throw him some questions here so we can get going. Good. Whoops. Are you on? Whoops. Hold on. What's happening? There you come. Michael, are you there?
I am here. Are you there?
Hi. I'm here, baby. Well,
hi.
How'd you
how
like
are,
your intro?
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
It is. I'm getting a testosterone addiction from being such a great guy. It's like,
yeah.
I mean,
feeding your ego a little bit there, all right?
Yeah,
am I?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
All right. Well,
have
anyway,
tried to crush it. It's not bad to hear something good for a change, you know?
Yeah. Well, in this community, we try and focus on the good, you know, because we know what we focus on, we create. So, right off the bat, Michael, I want to know, in your opinion, why people are so messed up right now.
Why they messed up right now?
Well, well, this is
people
where we're, you know, this is where we're living in right now. Messed up, period.
Look, in general, you're born into this world and no one gives you an owner's manual on how to live. Okay, they give you an owner's manual for a new television set, but they don't give you an owner's manual to teach you how life actually exists. And we sit around banging our head against walls, just trying to be alive, and thinking that there's no order to it, that these things that are happening to us really have no context. They're just arbitrary. It's a fickle finger of God up that's punishing us. And this is delusional. The problem with the way people are, and the problem especially how we people are today, is that people don't understand there is actually an order, that these things that are happening actually have a context, and they are intelligible. They are discernible. They follow a pattern. And once you see that there's an order here, you can begin to relax. Because if there's an order, you can learn to cooperate with it and align yourself to it, and life gets nicer.
Right, and that's what we're going to delve into in this webinar, the whole self. But can you give us just some quick ideas about that order, Michael?
Well, look, you said it. I don't have to. The order here is designed for one thing and one thing only: good. Good. The flourishing, the increase, the beautification, the truth, the justice, it's all designed here for the purpose of good, harmony, peace, all the divine virtues and values. That's its purpose. And I also continuously repeat myself, don't think it's because I'm old. You know,
that'd be the pot calling the kettle black, babe. So
God. The word God is just a contraction for the word good. Let's not forget that. When you have experiences that are good, you're having experiences of God. Okay? And that is the order. Now, when things
I think, Michael, most people are brought up to think the opposite of that, to believe that it's natural order is fear and having to conquer, and so that's an incredible core belief. If we are basing the rest of our existence on not seeing, and we know how important perception is, if we're seeing the world as innately not good, then how the hell are we gonna create the good that we want to create? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, no, it's a very critical question, because a lot of people who want to discover the power of themselves, they push aside their fears in order to discover their power and their power for manifesting, but they don't fully understand where that fear comes from, and then they can't unknot it. They can't unknot it. There are normal, and you use the word, natural fears. If you don't eat, you feel fear deep inside because you're closer to death. You know, when a child is born, the child is born with fear. From the moment they're born, if you do not support baby, it will splay its hands and feet upside down. There's a reflex that's built into the body to preserve that baby. And when the baby needs to eat, it screams, which raises the blood pressure of its parents to move their butts. Fear is built into the bodily existence of us as natural creatures. But we're not merely natural creatures. We are also supernatural creatures.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean superstitious. That doesn't mean, you know, it's the CW and some kind of superhero. It doesn't mean that. We are supernatural from the Greek, which means beyond merely earthly nature. We have a heavenly nature. We have an earthly nature. And yes, there are real fears because we're bodily creatures. It's a form of self-preservation. Okay.
Okay.
Normal,
so
natural.
So a quick answer or solution to that. I know we're going to delve a lot into really exactly how you create this new pattern.
Sure.
In the webinar. But just to help them out today, what would be your biggest suggestion that we could do to start opening all of this for us right now?
Very, very easy. The first thing is you separate neurotic fears from real fears. A real fear is something that could threaten your life, meaning someone is pointing a gun to you, God forbid, or you're starving and you might die, or you have 102 fever. That's
okay,
a real fear.
So COVID
Not
would
a
be
neurotic
a real
fear.
COVID would be a real fear then.
It can be, but the way COVID was handled was completely neurotic.
Neurotic,
that's why we're half nuts from the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's been handled incredibly dumbly, okay, by neurotic people, okay, and made worse by geopolitical competition and all sorts of nasty things that have nothing to do with safeguarding health. So it became distorted. But yes, of course, COVID is something to be concerned about. All right. Now we have to. Now that's one level, but there's another level beyond that, which is you have to be careful that if you're going to fear something that's not a real fear, you will actually make it bigger. Pump it with your life force. You'll pump it with your spirit, and what is an imaginary fear will get worse. And you have to be very careful. Not all fears are the same. And not all fears which hold you back from manifesting are the same, okay? So you have to distinguish the fears. Once you've distinguished between vital or natural fears, and you can move into the supernatural without the neurotic fears, your manifestations will take place. They will manifest easier, more effortlessly, more cooperatively. You will have less obstructions and less turmoil in order to bring into reality what you want to create.
Wow, I think I'm sitting here and it's such a simple concept, but I don't think we've ever gone into, you know, fear is natural and sometimes a positive thing. And it's okay to acknowledge that and deal with it as long as you can hold yourself in balance, right? So that you
exactly.
bring your focus back onto what you want.
That's exactly right. The natural fears are there to protect usually your body and your well-being of your health. Neurotic fears are just impediments and conditionings, and they are things that have to be unknotted. But you must distinguish between the two of them because they are different. The first will not interfere with manifestation. The second will.
Yeah.
So that's basically it.
Now, see, this is why I love to talk to Michael, because now I just got clear about something again.
By the way, I learned this the hard way with a lot of suffering. So I want to tell everyone out there, please don't suffer.
Yeah,
right.
We don't need to suffer to learn. That's an old belief in itself.
No, right. We need knowledge.
Yeah.
We need knowledge and goodness.
So, Michael, since we touched on COVID, just tell me what you think the spiritual meaning of COVID is.
Well, first of all, let me just say that it is all good. It's all good.
Yep, I get a yes on that.
It's not pleasant, it's threatening, it can be dangerous to our well-being, but it's instructive. You know, look at the lesson that COVID is teaching on a very simple lesson, very simple level, okay? What is the most fundamental, important thing in the economic success and prosperity of a country? It's not investments, it's not coins, it's not interest rates, it's healthy living people. Oh, my God, can't believe you couldn't figure that one out. Who do you think runs the industry? But we have been so pumping pumping and pumping and pumping industry with more capital and more capital, hyperinflating the economy, and everything is driving to get the machinery of industry going, which is wonderful, wonderful. The machinery of industry is an excellent tool for human material advancement. But we did not pay attention to the foundation, which is healthy living people. And by the way, if you don't mind a biblical footnote without thinking that I'm some kind of controlling religious freak, you know, basically that's the story of the whole Pharaoh in Egypt. You know, he gets a plague when he realizes he's enslaved conscious beings, not bipedal animals, conscious beings. And he needed a wake up. We're getting a wake up call to values, everyone. Values that are based on real human life comes first. Human invention comes second. Right? Creation, then invention. What's here first, and then us. And they're both important. No one wants to go back to caves with bear knives. Okay? They're both important. But human beings come before our industries. Our values must be life-based. Life-based. For all life and creation, and heart-based. It can't just come from our head and our desires and our industry. We have to be life-based.
Yep. We're it's interesting that the one thing that it's making us want to do most is to get together and be with other people now. Because we can't. You know, to live together. Yeah. Which is the Latin meaning of COVID, lives together.
Yeah, that's
I love it.
It would be COVID.
Oh, Michael, I cannot wait to spend 2 hours with you on Wednesday to discuss all this stuff. Right now, I have to take callers because that's what this show is all about. But thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Let me just give love to every single person that calls into you, okay?
Thank you.
Let's make the world better with every telephone call.
Yeah.
All right?
That. I vote for that.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you Wednesday, Michael.
And thank you for the honor of being here, Dee. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
Right? It
Much
is truly
love
an honor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Oh, you see why I love him. I mean, he just, I don't know, he just says it in a way, in a different way. And I love it because he's so educated that he just automatically, like the biblical reference that he went to, he just, and then he brings in science. And, you know, for me, that's what it's all about. So, gosh, I hope you join us on Wednesday. Oh, it's going to be a ride. All right, we are going to the calls. If you want to talk to the channel today, press 1 now, please. We're going to Bridget in Colorado. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Yes. I want to give a shout out to everybody in the community, too. If I could, I wanted to circle back around to last week. You were interacting with Lee and at the end asked her to balance everything. And the question that came up for me, because you brought up in June about working with the zero point, is how does that balance and the zero point and all of that that we're working for to set in place creation all interlinked?
What a great freaking question, Bridget. Okay, so how it works is what this work has been about is we come in pretty close to the zero point. We don't have any ideas. We don't have any misconceptions or a lot of fears, you know, that have been taught to us. So that's why we keep hearing, oh, your whole life is ahead of you, right? Which is true. But it's also true to all of us that are 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100. Your whole life is ahead of you. However, what gets in the way are these core beliefs that are running us. These fears that aren't natural fears, back to what Michael was talking about. So where we're at now, according to the channel, is we're at the midway point. Sorry, I'm waiting to hear the words. We're at the midway point of not having to let go of anything anymore. And that's why there's a little bit of a combination of the work going on right now, where we're still balancing things within us that are in the way of us knowing that we are the zero point of health and wellness and divine love. Did I answer your question?
Yes. And if I can share one more thing.
Sure.
At least from my experience. I can be in my heart, and in the past I spent a lot of time shutting that off. And so going to my love place, my cat, people I love in my life, I can get to one level. When I learn to get to the zero point, which is still a practice for me.
Okay, let me stop you right there. When you've gotten to the experience of love, you're at the zero point.
So maybe this is my deepening of love. That's where I was going next.
No. Basically, what it is I'm not there yet. We all have to know we're there, guys. We were there even before we were born. Our energy was there. Our energy understands that we are simply exploring and expanding and enlightening the God energy, the creative force of who we are. So you've heard me talk a lot on the show and ask people to claim I am complete. I've got this great, and I wish I could remember where I got it from, but I can't. Whatever question you ask, your life becomes an answer to it. Let me restate that. Whatever question you ask, your life becomes an answer to it. So if we keep asking, why can't I? Why aren't I? The only answers are going to be answers to that instead of, how can I? I know I am. How do I expand? How do I move in even more into my knowingness? How do I know that when I feel love, it's enough, and I'm at the zero point?
Got it.
And then you can bring in the experience you're asking for. Do you understand?
I do. Thank you.
Oh, it's a brilliant start to the show, Bridget. I can't thank you enough. And they gave me that quote, and again, it's somebody else's quote, maybe Alan Cohen, I'm not sure. And I went, well, how's that going to work into the show? And here we go. See, I asked the right question. How's that going to work into the show? And you were the answer. Thank you, Bridget.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was, you see, you know, as soon as we create a webinar, all the universe starts bringing in information before it. And there we answered a lot of the whole self. Okay, Miss Susan and her kitties in Niagara Falls.
Hi, just a second. Hi. Let me take you off of mute. I mean, not mute, but
whatever. Mm-hmm. Just do it. We can hear you, honey.
Okay, well, fine. I'll just leave it because I can't even get to my phone. So, yes, I have my kitties, and I just kind of wanted a little confirmation as to I believe I might adopt this little one that I just sent you a picture of, because they sent her back to me, and I've been taking her out, walking her, and we've been having a great time.
Susan,
she went out for a walk.
Susan,
yes?
Go to your heart. You want to adopt her?
Yes.
Okay. You see how easy that was?
That was easy.
Yeah, but you guys, we get into our minds, and our minds just go, yeah, but the cost, and yeah, but this, and yeah, but are the cats, and yeah, but, you know, if you follow your heart, you will get to the yellow brick road and get home, okay?
Yeah, I really have a strong feeling that she belongs here.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. But you knew that before you called because you knew you'd fallen in love with her.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I have.
And that feeds you. That creates more oxytocin for you. That's going to create more creation for you. So everybody wins. The kitty gets a home, and you get furry oxytocin love.
Right.
Okay.
And you were right about seeing the doctor the last time. I did see Dr. Rose. She got me hooked on a supplement that just completely blew away that infection. I am almost completely over it, but it's you know, I feel awesome. It's just following that inner insight, that love that I am. And right now I'm in my art room preparing some more work to do. So life is awesome.
Well, good,
Susan. Life is awesome.
I'm glad the channel gave you the correct guidance, and I'm glad you followed it. All right, my love.
I always will. I love you. You take care, and thank you so much for your support and love. And I will see you at the webinar.
Oh, good, Susan. Yes, you will. Got that email. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All righty. We're going to Emily in California.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
So I have a little stiffness and pain in my low back and have had quite a tumultuous few days. So I would love any insight about,
you know,
what's going on.
I have to share with all of you that seems to be happening to a lot of us, myself included. And they're saying hold on, I'm waiting for the words. Whoa, there goes my big yes. We're literally cleaning out and letting go of, that's the highest word, compacted energy in that area from burdens that we have accepted that we are laying down. Dear Lord, I get all those words correct. Now, what burden, if I just off the top of your head, what burden are you laying down? Has
Is
to do with a female.
With female? Oh, interesting. Is it just that... relating back to this idea that I can't have everything I want from my mom, and I'm laying that down.
Yes. Yes. That's her story, not yours. You got to lay that story down. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And do you know, one of the things that happened the night before yesterday, I got a call from my sister. My mom is in assisted living, and my sister got in a call that she was missing. She had signed herself out, and she told someone she was going to wait for to meet my brother. He lives in Australia, and she hadn't come back by, like, you know, it was nearly 9 o'clock. thank God we got, you know, they filed a police report and the police went to the hotel where my brother had last stayed when he was in town, and they found her waiting for him in the lobby.
Wow.
Isn't that...
Is she suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's?
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. And it's quite, you know, picking up a pace, it seems. But I thought to myself, wow, well, she just decided what she wanted. She wanted to see my brother. And that's what, you know, like...
Yeah, and isn't it amazing?
It's touching in a way.
It's very touching and amazing that... She probably can't remember stuff from yesterday, but she remembered the hotel your brother was at and could get herself there.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, sometime we should do a webinar on Alzheimer's and dementia. I know that Dr. Bredici, when he joined us, we went into it a little bit, but I'd really like to know, see, I asked. This is what they mean when whatever question you ask. So while I was talking, I was asking, and the answer the channel gave me was they're caught between two worlds. They're literally living between two worlds, one where they want to be and one where they don't want to be. And according to my channel, they'd rather be in La La Land instead of dealing with all the stuff that we're all dealing with right now.
Yeah.
They're happy because they don't know all this stuff that we have to deal with.
Yeah, she's also decided she's winning the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes.
Oh, her and me
too.
Well, you tell her she's going to have to share it with me, Emily, okay?
Okay. Is there anything else for me to help this burden be laid down?
You just got to choose, and your guilt isn't going to let you choose. But you see, laying this burden down that you've been carrying about your mom doesn't mean you stop loving her. It means you start investing in all the negative limiting belief systems and patterns that you created together. And you know, she's going to really appreciate it too, because when you lay it down and it's a genetic thing, which it is, then everybody lays it down too.
Yeah. So balance or turn around the guilt, redirect the guilt.
Well, be at the zero point where there is no guilt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Got it.
You see? And then there's only love. And it's so easy then.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah. You bet. You bet.
I love you.
I love you too, baby. Janet in California, you're on.
Good morning, dear. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm okay. What comes to mind for me is each of our different perspectives. You know,
perspective is everything. Perspective is how you see yourself. Perspective is how you see the world. Perspective is how you see the world seeing you. So if those perspectives don't line up, Janet, then creation has to be compromised, because you're compromised and you are the source of your creation.
Correct. I mean, we are who we are, and our history brings us to this place. I feel like I'm on the verge of something, and all of my feelings and my perspective is such that it's almost there.
Oh, well, but see, that now you're dead in the water.
Okay.
Just like Bridget and I talked about, you're complete right now. So start asking not how can I get there? Start saying I'm there. How can I experience more of my there-ness?
Okay.
So
all
that
right. Makes sense.
Your life becomes an answer to your question. Okay. Got it? Okay. And
yes.
Bottom line, that's it, guys. That's where we have to go. I know. I'm clear. I'm complete. I'm God. And how can I experience more and more and more and more the God that I am, creative force that I am, if that term works better for you? Okay?
Yeah, that's, yes. Yeah, that gets me there.
Okay, good, good.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You bet. I am freaking loving this show. Oh, my God. All right, Nancy.
Hey there, Dee.
Hi.
Hi. Well, again, like you said, perspective is so important. And to me, there's only one perspective to pay attention to, and that's the Creator's. And like
yes,
we said earlier,
yes, but you are the Creator on this plane, Nancy.
Yes, I know that. I know that. But there
okay.
is still the bigger Creator that created the universe out of nothingness. That's not me.
Well, what if it were you?
Well, I
what
can
if
be
all
considered.
Of us, what if all of us were, and according to my channel, this is how it worked, that the creative force that created everything from nothing shot us off of its energy because it trusted us to go create, since we are fractals of that energy. We literally are and have all of the components of the creative force.
Yes, I agree with you absolutely, 100%. I'm still not the big creator. I'm a big creator for me in the name of embraced in the bigger creator. I'm like one.
Yeah, but we're
drop.
Saying the same thing, Nancy. We're saying the same thing because we know that whatever we think and feel goes out as an electrical charge to the universe, and the universe responds to it. They've proven that the majority of the energy, when the majority of energy crosses a certain line, all other energy can then follow that creation. So we're not just here creating us. We're creating us, and then we are, through that creation, creating the world.
Yes, I agree, but that's still not my point, and that's not the question I had in mind.
Well, then ask the question, because ask the question then.
The question you had with the other gentleman earlier, I forget the speaker's name for Wednesday.
Michael,
thank you. He said, God, good, they're the set one and the same. But then, this is my question. God, that bigger creator God, can only create safety. He's like the sun, shining safety. Therefore, if we're ready to be hit, or think we're going to slip on ice or have a gun in our face, we're not safe. We're inside. We're not safe. We need to get to safety.
Well,
so therefore,
but that's what he was saying, Nancy.
Wait, Dee. But therefore, fear is just a big blankety-blank lie. There's no
well, sure
fear.
It is.
We
all know
it's not
that.
Real.
Of course it's not real. But the point
then don't
is,
say it. We don't need to say it. We need to
no,
reinterpret
no,
it.
No, Nancy.
Reinterpret it, rephrase it, reframe it as I am not safe. I might get hit. I'm ready for a car accident. I'm going to flunk my test. That just means I have internal, not inner, non-safety.
Exactly. And that's what
therefore,
he said.
Why can't we forget this old paradigm, the F word fear, and drop it and start speaking the new paradigm word, I'm safe, I'm not safe, I'm extremely not safe. I'm
can you take a breath for me, please?
But you never want to listen to my perspective.
Can you? Can you take a breath for me, please?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Okay, good. The laugh was good. I am listening to your perspective. And Nancy, I think that's the fear that you need to let go of. Excuse me, can I finish?
But I hate that word fear. It's not of God. It's not of God, so why can't you just say it's my...
Okay.
Go ahead, Dee.
Your mindset is that other people don't hear your perspective. And I'm hearing it. And I'm telling you that we just said the same thing in different words.
But
so
that word doesn't
exist. I want you to start asking the question, how is everybody else saying the same thing that I believe? I just want you to start asking that question and seeing through that perspective how you see the world. And
but it's old paradigm.
Yeah, I know, but I have
there.
To move on, Nancy. In the beginning, there was only safety.
Yeah.
In the beginning, there was nothing.
After the beginning.
Okay, I
got to
move on, sweetheart. Yeah, I'm willing to learn anything I need to learn. All righty, we're going to Lane in Oklahoma. What's up?
Hey.
Hi, honey.
So I can't hear you.
Get closer to your phone and ask your question,
honey.
Hang on.
Okay, hang on. Can you hear me now?
Well, yeah, guys, I wish before
hang
you
on.
Call in, get everything organized before you. I take your call. What's your question, Lena?
So first off, when you were talking to Michael... or when Michael was talking, I started to cry because I'm not sure that all of my perspectives are on the same page.
Well, guys, that's what we're playing with.
Is
getting in touch with us to see where we're in the way of living the God's good zero point of divine love that we're able, we're just in the way, that's all.
So how do I get out to where I'm not creating what I don't want to see? Because it's like...
Yeah, but just in that question, Lena... Whatever question you ask, your life becomes an answer to. And you just said, how do I get out of what I don't want to be?
Well,
so how about how do I live the truth and the completeness of who I am? Start answering that question.
So my next question is, so why is it that I feel a heaviness and like I feel like I've created
because
some
you
kind
keep
of
judging
reality.
Yourself, Lena. You keep judging yourself. So let's all just take a moment because I had a powerful moment this week where I was going through the exercise of sending love to a lot of the people in the business who have hurt me. And then the channel said, why don't you forgive yourself for creating those experiences in your life, Dee? Well, it was like I should have had a V8 moment. So, can we all just forgive ourselves for anything and everything that's ever happened in our lives that we think we've screwed up on or done incorrectly, or you can't get to the zero point if you keep ragging on yourself, guys. It's not possible. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Michael just touched on, in his inimitable way that he does, truth that hits your heart, that opens something up, baby. Be happy about that. And that's why, for you, Lena, the most important thing that you can continue to focus on is self-love. Actually, for everybody. How much can I love me today? Let's ask that question. All right, honey?
Okay.
All right,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
You're welcome. Love you. Okay, we are going to Kathleen in New Mexico. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee Dee.
I love it when people call me Dee Dee. That's what my family called me. All right, what can I answer for you?
Well, I have been doing the zero point. I am zero point. For over 3 weeks now, and I'm getting fabulous results.
Awesome.
And it's a lot of fun, but yesterday I finally came to the conclusion, got the insight I was wanting to move into like a mobile home or a fifth wheel or something like that. And I talked to somebody and they said, well, what you really, your stage of life, what would be most advantageous would be a tiny home on axles, because that's what I want.
You need, the first thing that they said was you need to talk to somebody else. Just get some more opinions, Kathleen. Okay, continue, please.
Well, I want to have some kind of a place where I'm mobile and don't have to physically move anymore, is my point.
Okay, so what you want,
okay, so,
what you want is a beautiful, safe haven that you can celebrate the rest of your life in, like I'm going to do in this house. That's what you want, right?
Without moving.
No, you don't put a negative in there. I said for the rest of your life, which means no moving. So how can I create in the highest way this wonderful home that will be a haven for me for the rest of my life? I am committed to creating this. So universe, bring me the breadcrumbs now. I'll follow them.
Okay.
Are you clear about how we just made it totally a positive instead
yes.
of a mixed positive and negative? Okay.
Okay, so I'm just, so I don't know why, but I had the idea that I needed to be in some kind of a unit that was going to be mobile for me because I needed to. Because I like to have the freedom of moving around.
Okay. Fine. Then add the word mobile to it.
Okay. But my question is, on top of that, is that so I got clear on perhaps moving into a tiny home, which meant downsizing. This is where I was, which means downsizing tremendously. So yesterday afternoon, the water heater in my kitchen broke, and I got water all over the kitchen, and I spent hours trying to get it out. I finally had to call the fire department because the management department said, oh, well, turn this valve and turn it, that way and turn it off.
Yeah.
Well, I turned the valve to the right and turned it off, and then the fire department comes in and says, well, it's installed upside down, so you should have turned it the other way. So I literally spent from like 5 o'clock until 10 o'clock last night bailing water
right,
out of my
sweetheart. Seat. What's your question? I got the picture. What's your question? Because
that's,
look,
why is that happening?
Because you're ready to move and you want to downsize. And guys, when we know we want to do something, we know we should do it. Everything in us is telling us go this way, and we don't. The universe, because you are the universe, and the universe will respond to, okay, well, if you need help really making a decision to get the hell out of that place, we'll help you.
No, I already made the decision that I was moving. You know, that's, I didn't need help making the decision. I've already decided that. I've already been eliminating stuff. So I was, you know, in that process.
Well, that's the highest thing the channel is giving me, is this is just another sign for you to get out. It's way past time. So know you're doing the right thing. And is there another meaning or cause or anything around the water? No. It's just, and now they're giving me they're giving me the phrase, wash my sins away. You know, it's like, you're done there, Kathleen.
Yes,
you're
I know that.
Okay.
I've known that for a long time. It's just that I'm, you know, searching for the perfect place to go, you know, with a fish wheel.
But you haven't asked for the perfect place to go. You haven't said, I am creating right now. The perfect, you keep wondering, is this it, or is that it, or is this it? That's not committing.
No, I wasn't wondering. I had decided that I wanted to do like a fifth wheel until I talked to this friend of mine, and this person said, at your age, it's like it's not going to be something that is feasible for you to handle.
Okay, well, so, I get a no on that. So, again, talk to some other people, baby. You'll know now, but you're your highest answer. So stay in your knowing and just claim that, okay? All right.
Okay.
Got to take one last caller, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You bet, sweet thing. Okay, Miss Julie in Indiana. I got to make it quick, but I wanted to get to you.
Hi. I have a question. You know, I've made some choices about my health conditions, and I'm going to go to a clinic in Mexico, and I felt like I landed in a really good spot, and now, like, I'm totally second-guessing it, and I never know if it's, like, spirit trying to nudge me in the right direction or if I'm really...
Okay, well... And therein lies why you can't get clear. Because as soon as doubt comes in, our channels shut down. Our subconscious can't give us the information. Our brain can't find it.
Okay.
Because you're going, I want this, but I'm afraid I'm making the wrong decision. And the universe goes, okay, well, we'll just sit here and wait. Or we'll break your water heater. So the answer, Julie, is the decisions that you've made. Hold on. We're both balanced. Anybody switch? The decisions that you've made are positive, good decisions for you, but not if you bring the doubt in.
Oh, okay, so just don't doubt it. All right.
Well, and the positive opposite of that is I know. I know, and I trust me. So I
okay.
get that you want your highest good. You want to take care of yourself. You have made the highest decision. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the answer. That's all I'm getting.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Now, is that enough?
I'm going to have to work on that. work on it, but yeah, I mean, it's irritating to like feel like you made this place, you made the decision in a good place, and then you get up the next day and you're like, now I've got anxiety about it. Like, I mean, why do I have
well,
that?
The anxiety comes from the doubt. If you weren't in any doubt and you were just feeling total love from this place, then you wouldn't be anxious. The anxiety comes from I don't know, guys. That's why so many people are flipping out during COVID, because they don't have the tools we have to know that they are their own creators. So everybody's getting pissed off that everybody else is trying to be their creator, but they don't want to be their own creator. You're not going to freaking tell me to wear a mask, but I'm not creating me knowing that I'm safe and secure and coming from love, so I choose to wear a mask. You following me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right, so if you trust the channel as much as I do, you've got the right answer.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too.
My gosh, you guys. You're just, look how we've expanded in all the things we're talking about. And, oh, please join me Wednesday night for this webinar with Michael. You see his passion, and he's just got a way of putting it together that I think opens it up for a lot more people. So I hope you'll join us on Wednesday night. Be there, be square, as they say. All right, let's say it together, my beautiful people that I love. I love me. Come on, get behind it. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.